Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the feast of St. Mark, one of our great evangelists, April 25th, 2026. St. Mark writes, Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. The chapel was quiet in the early morning. The kind of quiet that seems to hold its breath before the day begins. Sunlight slipped through the stained glass and rested gently on the worn wooden pews. Thomas sat alone near the back, his hands folded but restless, his gaze fixed on the crucifix. He had come early not out of habit, but out of unease. There had been a stirring in his heart for weeks now, persistent, unsettling, impossible to ignore. It came in moments of prayer, in the silence after communion, even in the ordinary rhythm of his workday, a quiet but insistent question, Go. But go where? And say what? And to whom? He was not a preacher, not a theologian, just a man trying imperfectly to follow Christ. The gospel for that day echoed in his mind. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. The words felt vast, too vast. The whole world. Thomas could barely manage the small world of his own responsibilities. Yet they were not a suggestion, not a gentle invitation, but a command from the risen Lord himself. As he sat there, the memory of a conversation surfaced. A co-worker weeks earlier had confided in him quietly over lunch. I don't know what I believe anymore, she said. I feel empty. Thomas had nodded, offered a few kind words, but challenged the subject soon after. He told himself it wasn't the right moment, that he didn't want to offend, that someone else, more qualified, would speak to her. But now, in the stillness of the chapel, that moment returned, not as accusation, but as invitation. Go. The command of Christ is not reserved for the confident or the eloquent. It is not given to those who have seen him, who have encountered his mercy, who have tasted the bread of life. It is given to ordinary disciples, fearful, hesitant, imperfect, it is given to us. St. Mark, whose feast we celebrate today, was not among the 12. He was not one of the most important apostles, and yet through his witness, through his gospel, the message of Christ has reached countless souls across the centuries. He reminds us that the mission of the church is not carried by the extraordinary alone, but by the faithful who say yes in the small hidden places of life. Go into the whole world. For some, that world is distant lands and foreign tongues, but for many of us, it is closer than we think. It is the co-worker across the table, the neighbor next door, the family member who has quietly drifted away, the friend who is searching, though they may not have yet the words to say it. The whole world begins right where we stand. And what are we sent to proclaim? Not ourselves, not our opinions, but the gospel. The good news that Jesus Christ is risen, that sin is forgiven, that death is not the end, that love has conquered. This proclamation is not always made in grand speeches. Often it is spoken in the quiet courage of a conversation, in the patience of listening, in the witness of a life lived with hope, with mercy, with love. Thomas remained in the pew, the silence now filled with something anew, not unease, but clarity. He did not need to have all the answers. He did not need to be perfect. He only needed to be willing. That afternoon, he found himself once again sitting across from his co-worker. The conversation unfolded naturally, as it always did, but this time, when she spoke of her emptiness, he did not turn away. "I don't have everything figured out," he said gently. "But I do know that when I feel this way, I go to Christ, and somehow he meets me there." It's not eloquent, it's not polished, but it's real. And in that moment, Thomas had gone into his whole world. My dear friends, the mission given by Christ is not beyond us. It is within reach, woven into the fabric of our daily lives. We are sent not because we are ready, but because He is ready. And He promises that we do not go alone. These signs will accompany those who believe. The greatest sign is not the extraordinary, but the transformed heart. Quiet miracle of a life rooted in Christ, radiating His presence to others. Today we ask for the grace to hear that simple, powerful command, go. Not someday, not when we feel prepared, but now. And trust that even the smallest act of witness offered in love can echo into eternity. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you send us into the world with a mission that feels greater than our strength. We are often hesitant, unsure, and afraid of saying the wrong thing or being rejected. But you do not ask for perfection, only for our willingness. Give us the courage to speak your name with humility, to share your love with sincerity, and to recognize the moments you place before us each day. Open our eyes to the whole world around us, the people who are searching, longing, and waiting for hope. Let our lives be a quiet proclamation of your gospel, so that others may come to believe, to be healed, and to be saved. Saint Mark, faithful witness and evangelist, pray for us, that we may boldly and gently proclaim Christ to the world. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection on the Feast of Saint Mark, today I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, when we take a look at a passage from the Gospel we shared at the Eucharist, look for its deeper meaning, and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today, and keep you safe. Amen.